Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center. For today, it's Wednesday, the 18th of February, 2026. I'm John. We begin this morning with your Commission Commuter Update. This sent in by Andrew LaPointe, and he begins with information on the MBTA Red Line. There's delays this morning on the Red Line of about 15 minutes. That is due to a switch problem at Alewife. Also on the Red Line, shuttle buses replace service between Broadway and Ashmont the weekend of February 21st and 22nd. That is for signal work. Looking at the bus lines for this morning, Bus Route 39 has delays of about 20 minutes. No explanation why. On the Silver Line, SL1, SL2, and SL3 will operate on street level between Silver Line Way and South Station, 8:30 in the evening through end of service Wednesday, February 18th, and Thursday, February 19th. That is for maintenance work. SL2 is detoured until further notice, weekdays 6 in the evening till end of service. The outbound connection, Northern Ave at Harbor Street and 23 Dry Dock Ave. Following stop is closed, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, through Friday, February 27th. That's Franklin Street at Sydney Street. Riders can use a temporary stop at Sydney Street at Green Street. That affects Bus Route 70. On the commuter rail lines for this Wednesday, Franklin Train 704 from Forge Park 495 is operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between Norwood Depot and South Station. Providence Train 802 from Providence is operating between Ruggles and South Station near schedule, so it looks like it's maybe a few minutes behind. Weekends, February 21st through 22nd, and February 28th through March 1st, Red and Green Line service replace regular weekend train service on the Fitchburg line between North Station and Porter. That is for signal improvement work. Please board Worcester Line train 506 from Worcester on the outbound platform. That's track 1 at Grafton and Westboro stations today. And that affects the inbound direction. The weekend of February 21st and 22nd, as well as 28th through March 1st, Orange Line service replaces regular service on the Haverhill Line between North Station and Oak Grove to allow for signal improvement work. And also the same weekends, February 21st and 22nd, and 28th through March 1st, local and express shuttle buses replace train service on the Lowell Line between North Station and Anderson-Woburn. And looking at the ferry lines for this Wednesday, we have this notification. All ferry reports are at normal schedule as of this time, so that's good news. Some elevator and escalator alerts. Alewife Escalator 352. Platform to Main Concourse unavailable due to maintenance. That's at Alewife. Forest Hills Escalator 129, Orange Line Platform to Upper Lobby, unavailable today due to maintenance. Harvard Escalator 513, unavailable due to maintenance. JFK UMass Elevator number 830, Braintree Branch Platform to Lobby, unavailable tomorrow, February 19th, due to maintenance. Porter Escalator 507, Alewife Platform North to Ashmont Braintree Platform, unavailable due to maintenance. Roxbury Crossing, Escalator 134. Platform to Paid Lobby, unavailable. And Tufts Medical, Escalator 147, Forest Hills Platform to Washington Street Lobby is unavailable through Friday, February 27th, and that is because of maintenance work. With that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe, standing by in Salem on this Wednesday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. Okay, we got a short list today. We do have, again, the mirrors on Lafayette Street, and that's kind of making a mess on Lafayette Street. So if you are using the 455 T-Bus, like I've said before, make sure that you ask the driver if you get off one of the T-stops in that local area between Laurel Street and St. Jean's Credit Union, if you're getting off at the normal bus stop, okay? Because there might be a little detour, not much, but a detour, but you do want to know where you're getting off, okay? And then D&D Power is really consuming a lot of the Willows area, from Ford Avenue and throughout the residential area of the Willows. Okay, Bayview Ave, Juniper Point, Columbus Avenue, and some of the other ones at the toward the water there. And so they're going to be there for a little bit longer. They're changing poles and they're taking the wiring that's on the old poles and putting them on the new. Plenty of assistance from any of these locations, so if you run into a snag, there's still be a safety officer in the immediate area to try to give you a helping hand. All right, and the last one I have on the list for today is the electrical firm, the Gerio, I believe it's called, and they're at the Bypass Road and Bridge Street, right in that fork, repairing or redoing, I should say, the work that has been done a couple of years ago with the National Grid electric project that goes from Salem to Beverly, okay, right by the bridge. And that is it. If you do have any questions, give me a call. Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. If you do have a neighbor that's either disabled or senior, if you can check on them, please do. That's very important. We've lost a couple seniors last year because of the and it wasn't really all that bad weather either, and so it just was not a good story. So if you can check on them, that'd be great. If you find that they need assistance, make sure you call 911 or 978-744-1212 to have the police check on them, and they can get the proper help that they need. Take care, enjoy the day, and looking forward to reporting back to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines in the Boston Globe and Boston Herald for this Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. Front page of today's Boston Globe. Rhode Island shooter had history of struggle, killed ex-wife, son, and wounded former in-laws. A powerful voice for justice and inclusion. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, 1941 to 2026. Grief and disbelief after falling through ice. Relatives and friends of couple together over 50 years wonder what could have happened. Push is on to let traffic cameras do their thing. Tech to cite speeders is here, but so far the will is not. Columbus statue gone to pieces will have its day. All of those on the front page of today's Boston Globe. Turning to the Boston Herald, Pats need extend homegrown talent, pay up, five steps back to the Super Bowl, strip club tragedy, cop busted after alleged fatal rundown. Nobody deserved it. Divorce papers cite narcissistic personality and gender reassignment. Father killed ex-wife and son. That's all about the tragic shooting in Pawtucket, Rhode Island over the weekend. All of those stories and more come your way here on the Talking Information Center. Newspaper coverage begins this morning at 8 o'clock with the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock the Washington Post, 12 noon today's reading of the New York Times, And right now, on AM Update, a check on your latest weather forecast. And still to come, your lottery numbers, This Day in History, Science Update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. Cloudy and rain today. Temperatures in the upper 30s, could be changing to snow by evening. Accumulation 1 to 2 inches. Temperatures dropping to the mid-20s. For Thursday, sunny. Temperatures in the upper 30s. The sun rose this morning at 6:35, setting at 5:20 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Wednesday. We start with the numbers game. The midday drawing, 2721. The evening drawing, 3605. The mass cash midday drawing, 618192226. The mass cash evening drawing, 4161835. Mega Millions, 416 mil. 3, 37, 44, 52, 63, 14. Powerball at 169 mil. 16, 18, 19, 56, 58, 6. Lucky for life, 12, 21, 28, 32, 34, 7. And Megabucks, 8, 10, 19, 24, 29, 34.
You may not be aware that there are many ways to listen to your favorite programs from the Talking Information Center. You may call us at 781-834-4400 to inquire about receiving a special TIC radio receiver, or visit our website, ticnetwork.org, and click the Listen Now button on the homepage. Or listen through your phone by calling 425-585-1901. If you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS customer, call 605-475-0129. Or listen on Amazon's Alexa. Simply say, Alexa, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or listen on Google Home or Google Home Mini. Simply say, Hey Google, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or you may listen by downloading our free app on your Apple or Android device. As you'll realize, there are many ways to access programming from the Talking Information Center these days. Choose the one that is right for you. If you would like any of this information repeated, please don't hesitate to call us at 781-834-4400 and we would be glad to assist you. Again, the number is 781-834-4400.
And now we check in with Billy with the horoscope, This Day in History, and Science Update on the Talking Information Center. Billy, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning. This is your horoscope reading for Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. Aries. An emotional issue with a family member could have you wanting to run away and hide. Don't fight the urge. This may be just what you need in order to clear your mind regarding the problem and heal your wounded psyche before you face this person again. You might also receive some rather disconcerting revelations about yourself and old traumas that you've long since forgotten. Don't fight these either. Simply release them. Taurus. Emotional issues rooted in the past could leave you feeling inhibited today. You might also be a bit more touchy than usual and see insults where none is intended. Curb the impulse to take offense. Try to confront and release the old issues, or at least promise yourself you'll deal with them later. Then be very sweet to your entourage. You should be feeling more positive by day's end. Gemini. Friction or other trouble on the job could cause you to want to quit, but worries about money might keep you from doing it. You definitely need to reassess your situation. Perhaps a change of position is just what you need now. You may have untapped talents that could make you more marketable, and you might also want to train those talents. Think about this, and if you really think you want to change, go for it. Cancer. Your self-confidence could be well in the pits today. Mistakes from the past could come back to haunt you, and you may be momentarily overcome by the fear that you'll make similar errors again. Force yourself to be objective before you drive yourself crazy. It could cause you some unnecessary problems. Try to realize that you are unique and that you have skills and talents that set you apart from everyone. Leo. Generally, you tend to be a very physically oriented person, but today you are more likely to want to look within, perhaps to experiment with your own psychic abilities or study spiritual concepts. You also might find yourself more interested than usual in the arts, particularly that which comes from other cultures. You'll be far more contemplative today than usual. It might prove enlightening to write down your thoughts. Virgo. Financial considerations could delay the start of a new project that you've wanted to begin for a long time. Perhaps you don't quite have the funds you need, or maybe the cost is a bit higher than you expected. Don't sink into despair. This is only another temporary delay. Tighten the budget and make substitutions. Use your innate ingenuity to work around it, and the project should be right on schedule. Libra. The day may be temporarily plagued by scandal of some sort. Some of your entourage, particularly women, may gather in conspiratorial gossip. Your curiosity will definitely be aroused, but don't be tempted to join them. There is more to the situation than meets the eye, and you'll want to know all the facts before jumping to conclusions. Concentrate on your own interests and worry about the scandal later. Scorpio. You are intuitive by nature, but today you are likely to have a rush of psychic premonitions. Insights into your own character could bring old traumas to the surface so you could release them. Your dreams could be especially vivid and rather disconcerting, although not in a negative way. Write them down. Your aesthetic sense is also very high. Don't be surprised if you discover that you are rather partial to impressionist art. Sagittarius. Sex and romance are very much on your mind today. You are feeling especially passionate, and your emotions are rich and deep. At times like this, you are likely to want to concentrate on your own pleasure. Yet it's important to be sensitive to your partner as well. Racy novels and movies could be especially appealing, and you might toy with the idea of shopping at Victoria's Secret. Go for it. Capricorn. A family member could be feeling a little down, and you might be tempted to give him or her a pep talk to get them going again. Don't. They won't respond to it, and this could create tension in your home. Your own self-confidence is probably at an all-time low. You tend to be your own worst critic in the best of times. But today, you are a bit confused. Try to be fair to everyone around you. Especially yourself. Aquarius. Too much exposure to books, newspapers, and computers today could produce eye strain headaches, so try to exercise a little caution when working with small print or computer text. Thoughts of love and romance could interfere with your ability to do your work effectively. You may be tempted to spend most of your time on the phone. We all have days like this, so don't fight it. Just make sure you are feeling great when the evening rolls around. And Pisces. By nature, you're a master psychologist, and you don't need to know someone well to accurately assess his or her thoughts and motives. today, this ability goes far beyond your psychology and borders on the psychic. People's feelings may jump out at you. Reading newspaper headlines gives you uncanny ideas about the future. You could also experience some intense and vivid dreams. Make a careful record of the symbols in your dreams. You'll be surprised at what they tell you. And on this day in history, in 1885, Mark Twain publishes The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. On February 18, 1885, Mark Twain publishes his famous and famously controversial novel, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, in the U.S. Twain, the pen name of Samuel Clemens, first introduced Huck Finn as the best friend of Tom Sawyer, hero of his tremendously successful novel, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, from 1876. Though Twain saw Huck's story as kind of a sequel of his earlier book, the new novel was far more serious, focusing on the institution of slavery and other aspects of life in the antebellum South. At the book's heart is the journey of Huck's and his friend Jim, a runaway enslaved person, down the Mississippi River on a raft. Jim runs away because he is about to be sold and separated from his wife and children, and Huck goes with him to help him get to Ohio and freedom. Huck narrates the story in his distinctive voice, offering colorful descriptions of the people and places they encounter along the way. The most striking part of the book is its satirical look at racism, religion, and other social attitudes of the time. While Jim is strong, brave, generous, and wise, many of the white characters are portrayed as violent, stupid, or simply selfish, and the naive Huck ends up questioning the hypocritical, unjust nature of society in general. Even in 1885, two decades after the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of the Civil War, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn landed with a splash. A month after its publication, a Concord, Massachusetts library banned the book, calling its subject matter tawdry and its narrative voice coarse and ignorant. Other libraries followed suit, beginning a controversy that continued long after Twain's death in 1910. In the 1950s, the books came under fire from African-American groups for being racist in its portrayal of black characters, despite the fact that it was seen by many as a strong criticism of racism and slavery. As recently as 1998, an Arizona parent sued her school district, claiming that making Twain's novel required high school reading made already existing racial tensions even worse. Aside from its controversial nature and its continuing popularity with young readers, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn has been hailed by many serious literary critics as a masterpiece. No less a judge than Ernest Hemingway famously declared that the book marked the beginning of American literature. There was nothing before, there has been nothing as good since. And in this morning's science update, ultra-fast pulsar found near the Milky Way's supermassive black hole. Scientists at Columbia University working with Breakthrough Listen, a research initiative focused on searching for signs of civilizations beyond Earth, have reported new findings from the Breakthrough Listen Galactic Center survey. This project represents one of the most sensitive radio investigations ever carried out to search for pulsars in the turbulent central region of the Milky Way. The research was led by recent Columbia PhD graduate Karen I. Perez and published the Astrophysical Journal. During the survey, researchers identified a promising 8.19 millisecond pulsar, or MSP, candidate located close to Sagittarius A, the supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy. If astronomers can confirm the object and precisely measure the timing of its pulses, it could create a rare opportunity to test general relativity under extreme conditions. Tracking a pulsar in this environment would allow scientists to make highly accurate measurements of space-time around a supermassive black hole. Pulsars are dense remnants of massive stars known as neutron stars. They spin rapidly and generate intense magnetic fields, producing focused beams of radio waves that sweep across space like the beam of a lighthouse. When undisturbed by outside forces, the radio pulses from a pulsar reach Earth with remarkable consistency. Because of this steady rhythm, pulsars function like highly relatable cosmic clocks. Millisecond pulsars spin especially fast, which makes their timing behavior even more stable and predictable.
And coming up on today's schedule, at 8 a.m., it's the Wall Street Journal. At 9 a.m., it's the Boston Globe. At 10 a.m., it's the Boston Herald. At 11 a.m., it's the Washington Post. At 12 o'clock noon, it's the New York Times. At 1 p.m., it's the Patriot Ledger. At 1:30 p.m., it's the Brockton Enterprise. At 2 p.m., it's the Taunton Daily Gazette. At 2:30 p.m., it's Attleboro Sun Chronicle. At 3 p.m., it's Metro West News. At 3:30 p.m., it's the Lynn Daily Item. At 4 p.m., it's Salem News. At 4:30 p.m., it's the Gloucester Daily Times. At 5 p.m., it's the Daily News of Newburyport. At 5:30 p.m., it's Providence Journal. At 6 p.m., it's National Interest. At 7 p.m., it's Sports Roundtable. At 8 p.m., it's AP News. At 9 p.m., it's the Book Hour. At 10 p.m., it's USA Today. At 11 p.m., it's Newsmax. At 12 o'clock midnight, it's the Late Night Book Hour. At 1 a.m., it's People's Magazine. At 2 a.m., it's Dirty Laundry. At 2:30 a.m., it's Consumer Reports. At 3 a.m., it's The Food Show. At 3:30 a.m., it's Yankee Magazine. At 4 a.m., it's BBC World News. At 5 a.m., it's Reuters. At 6 a.m., it's The Hill. At 7 a.m., it's The Senior Program. Tune in tomorrow at 7:30 for your next AM update.